from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we've got Pride, Toy Soldiers, and The King of Broken Hearts. David Wiegand and I break hearts. We don't get broken. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Yeah, we'll let people down gently, though. And let's start with a performer who's just the right gal to see during Pride weekend in San Francisco.
I forgave you. 'Cause I could not forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue.
That singer and actress and comedian Leah DeLaria, and she plays Feinstein's at the Nico tomorrow night, and it's great timing because she's a very prominent outperformer who will also be on the Netflix Pride Parade float because she's a star of Orange is the New Black and this Pride weekend.
That's right. She plays Big Boo on Orange is the New Black, and this has been a really great season for her. A lot of people may remember that she sort of, you know, sharpened her craft years ago in San Francisco. She played a lot of places around here. But it is Pride weekend. The parade, of course, will happen on Sunday, and that's our cheap thrill.
The Pride celebration runs noon to 6 on Saturday at Civic Center, and the parade kicks off on Sunday at Market and Beale Streets at 10:30. We're also proud of our tradition of solo theater in the Bay Area, with San Francisco's The Marsh often nurturing these shows, and the amazingly talented Dan Hoyle has a new piece called Each and Everything, about community in the digital age, or really how hard it is to nurture face-to-face communities unless you turn off your phone. You can expect funny and offbeat and profound, and this is directed by Charlie Varon, who is so prolific both as a performer but also as a director, and he directed a new play by an even younger performer than Dan Hoyle. Desi Gallegos is just 18.
Yeah, he is 18, and he's got this show called God Fights the Plague, and it's about, you know, not a specific disease really as much as it is about all the unexpected things we encounter in life and how we deal with them. He is a veteran in some ways. He started performing and writing when he was 14 years old, and I think he's the real deal. I'm really anxious to see this play.
Desi Gallegos performs God Fights the Plague through August 10th at the Marsh Theater. Dan Hoyle's Each and Everything continues through August 24th, also at the Marsh. And let's hear next from a master of twang.
The king of broken hearts doesn't ask much from his friends, and he has quite a few of them. They know he will understand. That's just the way it goes.
God, that just sounds so great. That's Jim Lauderdale, and he's such a wonderful performer, doing country and Americana. He's so versatile. He writes music with all kinds of different people, Buddy Miller, Elvis Costello,
yeah,
and Robert Hunter of the Grateful Dead.
Right, right, yeah.
And he's here in town.
He's here in town. He does come to town sometimes because we might know him from Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. He's performed with Buddy Miller there and on his own, but this time we get to see him at Freight and Salvage tonight. And also tomorrow, if you're down south, you can see him at the Monterey County Fairgrounds.
That's right. He's at the Monterey Americana Festival tomorrow afternoon. David Leventhal likes to play with toy soldiers. He liked to do it when he was a kid, and he still does it. He plays with Barbie dolls and baseball action figures, all in the interests of fine art. He's a photographer who creates these romantic, sometimes kind of creepy images,
yeah,
using little toys.
Yeah, no, he got a bunch of, I guess, cowboy figures when he was a little kid, and it started him off. And since then, you know, he's used all of those different figures to create these sort of tableaus of war, of pornography. I mean, all kinds of strange, strange things that, you know, look real in some ways, but obviously aren't. He's also well known for the photo book that he collaborated on with Gary Trudeau back in 1977 called Hitler Moves East. Very creative guy, and his work is being shown at the San Jose Museum of Art through November 30th.
That show is called Make Believe. And now music from a woman who sings about pain so beautifully. Now, sitting on the porch looking for a way out. Sharon Van Etten is the modern poet of romantic tragedy, and it's amazing how popular that is. There must be, in fact, a lot of broken hearts out there.
Well, yeah, a lot of broken hearts with great ears, because she's a really terrific singer. She's doing two nights, actually, at the Independent. I'm surprised to say that one of them isn't sold out yet, so that would be Monday. But I love her voice. It's very ethereal, obviously. She's very big into harmonies. She actually kind of, got famous by selling her homemade CDs, and since then has become really a darling of the indie scene. Really great singer.
Sharon Van Etten plays the Independent in San Francisco Sunday. That's sold out, and Monday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.